Brachas, Ushami Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara continues in the Inyan of Avelas, and the Gemara discusses the Shaila of Kfiyas Hamita, that the minig was in the time of Chazal, that when an Avel, a person became an Avel, so they had to turn over their beds, and that was a Siman of Avelas. And again, today we don't do that, but it's this is what was done in the time of Chazal, and the Gemara discusses in great detail what kind of beds, the reasons for it, and it goes into somewhat greater detail. Says the Gemara, what's the kofenis of mitos? When do we find, when is the avelim, when do we have to turn over the mitos? So the, when is the beginning of the avelis period? We have makleikes tanoyim, mishiyotza mace mi pesach achotzer, from when the mace leaves the pesach achotzer. According to Rabbi Elazar, that's the beginning of when the avelis kicks in. And Rav Yoshua says, that when the stone is moved, put over the grave, that's when the siman is. Now here we have a machlekes in the Akronim, actually machlekes in Rishonim, in Bavli, and here as well, as to what does that mean? What does kfiyas hamita mean? And number one, what does istimas hagoyel? So Rashi brings down. That Rashmi Salur brings down Lashon of Rashi and Ksuvis, that the it means that when the Aron is closed, when you place the cover of the Aron, the top of the casket is closed, that is Stimas Hagoylo. And again, that's where you're closing it for the tension of keeping it there. But if it's closing it just for the take of transporting the Aron, you're going to open it later, or you're going to work on the mace later and put the dirt on his eyes and things that we do before we actually close the Aron. So that is not called Stimas Hagoylo. Stimas Hagoylo means when it's actually closing the Aron, preparing it for Gvura. But the other sheet of the Gemara is that it refers to, it doesn't actually mean, other Rishonim say it means actually putting on a stone on the top of the grave. That some of the Rishonim learned that way, but the in Shulchan Aruch, both days are brought down as well. What Mestimas HaGolel is. So it quotes the Ramban and Rashmi Salur that if you taking the Aron, you're moving it, you're closing the Aron, but you're transporting it someplace else, that's not called Stimas HaGolel. It has to be where you're closing it for the final time before burial. That's where you that's considered Stimas HaGolel, and that's where you have the halacha of Kfiyas Hamita, which you go and turn over the bed, which we're going to explain in a moment what the Kfiyas Hamita means. Turn it upside down. Now what kind of bed are we talking about? Let's see in the Gemara. Mike, Shemesh Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel died, Kivan, Shiyotzim, Pesach, Bechtzim. When they took his body out of the Katzakotzer, I realized, Gamliel, Kofos Hamita, turn over your beds, because now the time of Avelos, because he held, that's the time, that's the Zmana where it begins, Avelos begins. And the Mishnistam HaGolel, when they came to the Stimas HaGolel, Rabbi Yeshua said, Kofos, he told the Tamidim, Kofos Hamita, turn over your beds. So I'm related, he said to him, Kfafinum HaRiyah Zakin, Rabbi Yehuda, the Zakin, already paskened for us to turn her over before, by the first man, because he held the shita was by when the Amran leaves the chatzar, Nimito leaves the chatzar, when the mace leaves the chatzar, but that was the time to do so. The Rashmi Slu again explains, we're talking about here the title of Talmidim, because the halach is that Talmidim mourn, have the first day of the Rebbe died, that they have Shiva, they have Avelus, they can be in the shur of Avelus. So he told them, therefore, that you should be Noeg Avelus. Now, and again, the different times was based upon the sheet of what they hold of when Kfiyas Hamita begins, and that they pass on that Kvar Razakeng, that you do it from the beginning of when you take the Mita out. The Gemara explains, the Erev Shabbos is Zokiv Mitasa. The Brisa says, on Erev Shabbos, when there's, before Shabbos begins, and there's no Velos on Shabbos, Fahesia, so you put the Mita back, you turn the Mita back upside, the back the right way. Matzah Shabbos, say Kofen. And Matzah Shabbos, again, you turn it around again. So this is the concept that we don't do Avelos Pefahesia. And the Gemara doesn't explain, coming up, exactly what does it mean as for Avelos Pefahesia not. What's the Gedarim on Shabbos? We'll come up with that in a little while. Now, excuse me, the Gemara now explains the concept of Kfiyas Hamita. Tani, we learned, Dargish Niskefes. A Dargish is put niskefes, is Gemara says ve'en nikfes, you keep it, it's set up, you keep it upright and you don't overturn it. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what a dargish is in a few moments, what kind of bed a dargish is. If Shimon Elazar omer shomed kalbenitun shalom, You don't have to take. You don't have to move it at all. You don't have to put it on its side, but rather you just to remove the ropes, the straps that are holding it together. So the you this is what you do. Now Rashi again, and then we have this in Sanhedrin and other places in Ma'ikatan. And Rabbi Batanu on the Mishnah there, it talks about that this is referring to a bed that's like a movable bed, that you don't, you're not a regular bed where you set up on a permanent bed, but it's like a temporary bed where you put like a, you set up the legs and you put a piece of leather or material, fastening it to the two sides. It's like a temporary bed. That's what it's like that. You don't have to go ahead and turn it upside down because that would be ruining it, putting it on the ground. But you just put it on the side, of its legs, and that would be sufficient to be able to be able to go ahead at Kfiyas Hamita. And Rosh Hashanah says, no, Shomet tells you, you don't have to do that. You just have to go ahead and remove the straps from the side, from the ropes from the side, letting it fall to the ground. That's already considered enough of the tzur shalah, the Moshe says, that's enough already to consider it as if you turn the bed upside down. This type of makeshift bed, you don't have to go ahead and turn it upside down, but just doing that would be sufficient. The Gemara says, it's like a canopy bed that you have, it's standing up on its legs, and it's you have like a tent like structure over it. Shomtim dayav. You just have to go ahead and remove the thing to let the pieces of the wood that's holding up the tent like structure, and it falls to the side. That's sufficient. There's enough. You don't have to go ahead and take the whole thing apart. That's enough to be considered as if overturning the bed. It doesn't need more than that. So again, here you have that this type of nitash and klotel. So again, it quotes Chayim quotes Rashi. It's yotzmei shosav laglosa nosenlem eitz aruch. You put together a long piece of wood and you put the sheets on the side like a canopy bed, like a tent that you set up. You just have to go ahead and on olam miyardim, you go ahead and you move it and take it. That's enough. Shom to just remove it, that it should be able to be on its side, and that would be enough to be on the ground. That's enough. You don't have to do anything more than that. They're more than that. So the Gemara says that the Gemara discusses what's the difference now with Dargish. How do you explain what a Dargish is? The Gemara's eyes go, what's a mita, what's a Dargish? I'm Rabbi Yemi Yamalch Masargin Al Gufa. Any bed where you go ahead and it's the material that you have is tied around its frame, Zuy Mita, it's a bed. A regular bed, what do you do? Like we have a bed today, you take it and you it's tied, it's permanent around the frame of the bed, and you put the mattress on top. That's in a permanent type of bed. Because you ain't kasurgan al gofa, where it's not tied on the actual frame of it, but rather you just have the, just like a temporary weaving through a temporary thing, like you have like a, say, a lounge chair with it. It's not made very sturdy. It's movable. You fold it. So you have the strings, the rope, sort of wound in between, but not actually wrapping around the frame. That would be considered a dargish, and therefore that's what the Gemara says. You don't have to turn it upside down. You just have to put it on the side, and that will be sufficient for the be considered kfiyas hamita. That would be considered kfiyas hamita. Says the Gemara that the vekma v'atanan. Gemara says that can't be the definition of a dargish. The difference between a mita and a dargish. Why? We learned in the Mishnah Masechus Kalin, a mita v'arsa, so you mean she yashu mechor a dog. You have a bed or you have an arsa crib that your Gemara says, and you want to make a tumah. What does it do? When does it become a tumah? Gemara says, when you take the arsa yishpam or a dog, when you wrap them the wood, the frames, with dog, the skin of the fish skin, and then you put it like a finish, the fine product. It's made with this type of fish, a smooth finish that's comfortable to be sit on. And there it's so you have it as a wrap around the bed with this type of thing. So Mailer, it's considered as if it's usable. And if it's usable, it's considered a clear makabel tumah. If it's not made, if you don't ever do that, it can't be tzama kavim. Sorry, go gufa. Mara says, if you tell me that luck, what we said before, that a bed means it's wrapped around its goof, laser davar shagufa, then what do you need to go ahead and put around it, the arad dog? It's a finished product. It's a meat. It's done. It's wrapped around the thing. It's already considered a comfortable bed where you put the mattress on. You don't have to. The what's the wrapping of it in this type of a masorik al gufa? If you put the mishiyoshim around a dog, it's mashed that it's not a complete frame. It's not that you're wrapping it around the frame. That it still requires a finished product. So it's still, that's not a mita. So in other words, a mita itself doesn't. You wouldn't require this last step. Of mishiyashim a dog is putting it in this fish skin wrapped around it. So let's talk about tifser beilon arto kaiyisa. So the mission over there in Kalem was talking about a special type of bed that comes from Caesarea. The Islinda coven, there they have special holes in it where the ropes go into the bed itself, and therefore, in order to be able to protect the ropes, that it shouldn't be exposed, it shouldn't be ruined in the wood, you wrap it with this type of fish leather, and that protects it from the ropes getting damaged and holding on the front the frame of the bed. That's the way the Haredim seems to understand it. And Mamela, therefore, Amita is a regular bed. Once it's wrapped around the frame, it's considered Amita. Over here, it's different because this type of bed required needs to have this extra wrapping around in order to be able to be make it usable, because it protects the frame, the ropes from being ruined by the frame itself. That's the way the Haredim learned. The Rashmi Salua seems to have a little bit of explanation of the Gemara's Teretz, and the Pnei Moshe quotes the Mishnah itself, Maseches Kalim, and explains why, again, that it's not royal malach, it's not considered a finished product. That's why they used to have to wrap it around in such a way, and that would be nafkamina, whether it would be considered a keli or not, to makabel tuma. Where do we get it from? What's the source where we see that you have to have kfiyas hamita? What's the source where you have kfiyas hamita? Where do we have to have a makkah for it that you have to have kfiyas hamita? Where do we need from it? Is there a pasik? Is it a base midaraisa that a novel is supposed to do this? So Masrav Kispa B'Shem Yoyikanan, we have a pasik in Iyov. V'yeshvi ito loretz. This is the case of Iyov when Iyov was Kashbrach let the Satan punish Iyov, and Iyov lost his 7 sons and 3 daughters and had full of shechin, and he was mourning. And he was sitting on a veil, so his three friends came to sit with him to be Menachem Avil. So Yeshu Itovar, they sat with him on the ground. Allah Aretz in Kosovo, it doesn't say that he sat with him on the ground. El Yeshu Itol Aretz, they sat with him. To the ground. What does that mean? It means they sat in something that's close to the ground. So we see over here, they sat and they slept on beds that were overturned. You know, it doesn't say they sat on the ground with him. It says they sat on something that was above the ground. They sat with him together. Allah Aretz. So therefore, it must mean that they sat in these kfiyas hamita. This was the way they used to do it, turn over the bed. They used to sit in it while they were in avelos. This is where they used to sit. They used to sit on this overturned bed, and that would be the derech of avelim. That's the way they used to avelos used to be. So it's a raya that kfiyas hamita is min hadoraisa, brought down from Tanakh, that this was the derech of what they used to do. They used to sit in such a way. And that's halacha lemaisa. Bring down that if you're supposed to sit on the, not on the ground, but a little bit off the ground. We sit on things a little bit off the ground, even though the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is to sit on the ground. And you go, Thomas, many times you go to houses of Avelim, and they actually sit on the ground, or they as close to the ground. And many, many posts came decry the fact that today you have these comfortable chairs that are given for Avelim that are more than 3 trachim off the ground. That's not even Samach Laretz. That's not Laretz. There's no marker for that. That's not sitting Kfiyas Hamita. That's not considered close to the ground. That is something that's not Samach Laretz that you can't do. Says the Gemara, what's the reason for it? So now we have a marker for Kfiyas Hamita. But what's the purpose of it? What's the concept of it? Explain the reason for it? Makav Rama, Iknun Akas Adoveli B'Sof Bayis. Gemara's like, Kushbrook was saying to the person, Iknun Akas. I had a nice Iknun, an image of a person, and it's a Tzelem Elokim that was in your house. And he took it B'Sof Bayis. It was in your house, and now I took it away. It's not here anymore. Because there was the Mace died. He was a Tzelem Elokim, and he's no longer there. And therefore, grab to the kofa, and you caused me, because of your sins, you caused me to take it away, to overturn it, to take him away, you know, to put him on his face, a mace you turn upside down. So, you too, you turn your bed upside down, symbolic to the idea that you caused me to overturn this person, this person. So therefore, the message is that you go ahead and you turn your mita around, and that would be the message, the concept of what it'd be the same idea that you should be, that you are turning the bed as a representing of what it is, the betzel melakim, that you turn yourself around also. So the Gemara says, that's one explanation. The Gemara says another explanation. Gemara says, if is machna lishna of the gikva, and there's some explain it differently, that the word comes out from the word yikva, turn over, kepeh hasarsur. Like, in other words, you overturn the sarsur. What does the sarsur mean? So again, here you have the Pnei Moshe explains. Kloma lava the kfifa doesn't mean to turn the bed in the lashon of the kfifa of the bed, but rather that what your lishna the kriyu kmosha omer kfeil some sirsa. When a person speaks bad sirsa, causes destruction. So you're turn away what the person's saying. Turn away who is man. And this is who referring to. The Haredim says hani yitzara. She was sirsa ben a parlors. What's this? The yitzara is the one that caused the person to sin. And after the person sinned, the Yetzer Hara becomes a satan, goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, the person sinned deserves to be punished. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, go punish him. And the satan becomes the Malach HaMavis. If you look at the Karedim quotes the Pekut in Zohar, Pashat Pekut in Zohar, Heichal Rishon Shal Tumah Shal Yetzer Hara, Iyu Sirsur Bisha L'Chalinon Bisha. He's the one who uses these words, and the one who causes it, Katrin Oto Shusin Oto Shama, he comes to Malach HaMavis. Therefore he tells him, you Ava, go ahead and undo Yotze, turn the thing up, change the Sirsur, turn around what this person has done. And the middle person who went ahead and caused all this thing, you go ahead and use it to turn around and to change the what he did. Change we're going to do tshuva. We're going to not let the Yetzer get hold of us. We're going to turn upside down the Yetzer. So that's a kfiyas amita, the opposite of the sirsa. So turn away what the middleman did, what he's done, and turn it around that we should not be able to cause enough more sin, more death to come into the house. He should be able to be waking at night and remember she's an oval. Remember he's an oval. Because you're not comfortable at night, and if you're not comfortable, you won't be able to sleep, and then you remember you're an oval. You shouldn't forget that. And the other one said, since you're sleeping on an upside down bed, you'll go ahead, you waken at night, and you remember that you're an oval. The same idea. In other words, at the same commit, you won't be able to sleep properly, you won't be able to, because you're not comfortable, it's not the normal way you sleep, and you remember that you're an oval. Because it says here, what's the idea? So the Pnei Moshe says again, since you go ahead, since you're going to wake at night, you realize you're in a upside. Why you're not comfortable? Because you're in an upside down bed. So therefore, you won't be of siach das my velos. You remember the velos. Not to remember the halakas of my velos. And the explanation, the second man yama is a little bit more, and he says you won't be able to sleep properly. Mamela, if you won't be able to sleep properly, then you remember you're in novel. Not so much because you're going to kriya samita, but you won't be able to sleep properly. So therefore, there's not like the lashon of the Haredim. Lo yitamim menucha. You won't be any comfortable. You won't be comfortable in the bed. And therefore, you won't be able to stay asleep all night. You won't be able to sleep all night. But mainly, you're going to remember that you're in Avil. The same idea. So several different sparas as to why we go ahead and do this for such a reason, and be able to go ahead and to remember that you're in Avil. That's why we have Kfiyas Amita. Again, today we don't have Kfiyas Amita. It's not what we do, but we do sit in the floor. That of course we still do. Zadik Mar Nalakav Avil is called Machshel Beis Amutalo. An Avil, as long as the mace is in the house, he has to go eat by his friend. He can't go eat in his own home. That he can't do. What's the reason for that? He can't do that again because the concept would be that you're mocking the dead. You're sitting and having a suda in front of the mace that's there. That's not proper. And also, the svar is, we'll see in Allah that you have to go ahead and take care of the mace. You got to be busy. You can't have a suda because you got to go take care of the mace. You got to be busy with the mace. So Mamela, it's both svaras of the alkovah. Some of the mitzvot, when they call, you can't go ahead and eat. Gemara says, "Main lo cover." That Gemara says, "Go eat by your friend's house." But if you have nobody else to eat, but if you have no friend, goes to nobody to eat. Okay, then you should go ahead and eat in your own house, but a different house. Another doesn't mean another house. Obviously, it means another room. Go into another room, and the. What does it mean? You have no friends. So Haredim says you live in Ben Agoyim. There's no other Jews there you can go to. So Mamela, you don't. You go into another room. You have no room in the room to go to. Or something that's make a mechitza, a partition. So you can go eat without the mace being in front of you. Separated. Make a mechitza of 10 tefachim. And you also, because you can't even do that. Turn your face to the wall. And okay, then you could go ahead and eat. Because doing that, that shows again that you're lowering, you're not in front of the mace. You see that you're doing it because you have no opportunity, no other, nothing else you can do. And that's what the halacha you should do. And what it says, when you're eating lamace, don't lean. But there are chayrus, don't lean. Don't eat. Only eat a little bit. You have to eat. But you shouldn't go hungry. But you can't eat the full meal. Don't drink as much. Don't eat meat. Don't drink wine. And mizamer lover, you don't make a zimun. You bench by yourself. You don't bench a zimun. Because again, all these things are lucky. You're eating too much. You'll be masir das from avelus. And we don't want you to do. We want you to drink too much. We want you to eat too much. And you don't do as. And just like again, we have a sudas. But we have the Suda Havra we have by an Ovel, even on Erev Tishbav, the last Suda that we have, we don't do Zimun. Halacha is, even if you're sitting with other people, we don't do Zimun. You're supposed to move to the side, so there's no Zimun. So therefore, the idea is that, and if you went ahead, and if you go to say, because of Mazar, don't answer Amen, and other people at bench, you don't answer after them. So therefore, again, the same idea is that you're separating yourself completely, and we don't want you to go ahead and do anything else but focus on the Avelus, and anything you're going to be doing, focusing on benching, focusing on answering Amen, all this stuff is taking you away from your responsibility as an onion to make sure that you bury your mace. And therefore, all these halakas we can't do. Hate Machalangmar says, this is what we said before, all these halakas on the gate to the weekday. Avo, but Shabbos is different because there's no avails, but for Hesia, you can lean and you can eat. You can drink, or eat meat and drink wine. You can go eat as much as you want and drink as you want. And you can go ahead and you can answer after them. All these things that we said you can't do in the Chol, you can do on Shabbos. Except also one thing, Allah has brought down, we don't do this in front of the mace. If a mace is mutal lefanav, even though you can't be osek b'gfura, there's no halakas of aninos, you can't do anything on Shabbos. But at the same time, you're still the in of loyeg l'rash, eating in front of the mace itself, that is something that would be inappropriate that we don't do. Since you went and you allowed all these things to do on Shabbos, because no avails but Shabbos, you should have all the other mitzvah Torah. You could do everything. Why? Because in Chayisha, you're allowed to do these things which are Chayisha, eating, drinking, things like that. We allow you to do on Shabbos because it's Shabbos, in avails but Shabbos for Hesia, have a Makoshkan. So surely, in Yanni Chayyolam, which means much a learning Torah that you should surely be able to do. On Shabbos, if once you say there's no din of Shabbos, you can do, so surely Chayolim you can do as well. And this halakha applies to many halakhas. Dvarim Shabbat Sina, the halakhas on Geir, to an Avel, to an Oinein, can you have Tashmish with Mishto? Because it's Dvarim Shabbat Sina. We know even halakhas Dvarim Hesti, we know Avelis, but Dvarim Shabbat Sina there is an Avelis. And Mela, according to many, many Shidas in halakha, Dvarim Shabbat Benish Lishto is Dvarim Shabbat Sina, and therefore you are Noyeg. There are Noyeg Avelis even over there. What about learning Talmud Torah? Is that a Dvarim Shabbat Hesti and Dvarim Shabbat Sina? So there's an old Shaila halakha, whether you can learn or not. Now we know that halakha is on Erev Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, Erev Tishbav Shechal B'Shabbos, the all halakas about learning on Shabbos afternoon, even though it's Shabbos, to learn halakas, learning Yoni Shabbos, that's not Nogeya to Tishbav. We don't do that. Even though it's Pavahesia, but Shabbos is considered halakha, where we go Geya to things with Sinna, we learn things that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. We don't learn things that you can't, even though there are those who say you can, but the Lamaisa, halakha is we Pamishibur Paskins, that we do not. We're machmir on Shabbos as well for an owning to do things on Shabbos, even Dvarim Shabbat Sina and things like learning that we do not do. But these are the things we do allow you to do. That we allow you to do these things from Gamliel holes, that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to do everything, including even Tashmish, the Tishbi Mitzvah, Benish Leishto. It's a halacha is allowed to, because if Chayisha is allowed, Chayyolim surely is allowed. And the Melo, the halacha is that we pass in a Shulchan Aruch, not like a Shem Gamliel, even like Gemara comes out, like a Shem Gamliel, we pass like the Chachamim, like the Tanakhama, that we do not do these things on Shabbos, of Bein Tashmish Amita, Bein Learning, and this is the halacha, If you look at the Charei, the Mitaka brings down the Kotzer Rabbeinu Yoina in the Lashon of the Rif, in the Rabbeinu Yoina of the Rif, that says, even though Chayv Kol Mitzvos, Bezush Dvaram Shebet Sinner, Noeg, V'Oster B'Tashmish, U'Pasik, U'Shem Gamliel, Yushami Pala, U'Shem Gamliel, but the Bavli Paskins, like the Tanakama, and the halach is that we do not allow, in Shulchan Aruch Pasken, that we do not allow Tashmish for an Oinein to do on Shabbos, even when there's no avelos for Fahesia, but for Metzina, we do aser. Gemara talks about halacha of an oinein mitzvah l'rabim. If the halacha would be when we say the halacha giving over the oinein, you're an oinein, give over the mace to the rabim, to the tzibur, to go ahead, those are the chevra kedisha to take care of. You can drink wine, but Nimsa looks off him, and you give it over to the people who are carrying the mace. Mishnah give it over to the rabbim as well. They're carrying the mace. It's like you did your thing. Now, the Maisa, we take a hold, Laloka, even though today we don't bury our own dead, we all have Chevra Kedisha, we're not really Oisek directly in them. We could say, let them do it. They're burying it. We don't have to do so. And Mamela, therefore, we should be allowed to do whatever we have to do. No longer dine oninus. We do not pask in that way. We pask in the luck is that until the mace is buried, we're still of a dine oinein, because maybe they'll come back to us. Maybe there'll be a problem. Maybe they'll need us. And therefore, we remain our status of an oninus until the mace is buried, unless it's to a different city. Lamashu, we know about luck is, a mace has a tshuva. And our luck is you're taking mace to Eretz Yisrael today, for example. You have half the Avelim are going with the mace to Eretz Yisrael and half the Avelim are not. At the airport, when the mace now goes, it's considered as if now it's in a different city. Those who are considered Aninus, now they're Avelim. But those who are going to Eretz Yisrael do retain the status of an Avelis until the mace is buried in Eretz Yisrael. They consider that that's why they're different levels of when they would get up for Shiva based upon that halacha. Says the Gemara, Katamayma Yossi. Yossi died, Kibo Avchibarav Avivelos. Chibarava was Makabel Yavelim, Achil Abbasav Ashim Chomer. And he gave them, wait, they told them, and he came, it was Makabel the Avelim, and he gave them to eat. Basav Ashoka, give them wine and meat, even though we said an Oinein shouldn't have that, but he gave them the Sudas Avra he gave them, which is the meal that you're supposed to have, not from your own, you have to give them from somebody else. He gave them, but he gave them Basav Yayin. He gave them basav yayin. Obviously, the idea of giving basav yayin is to make them feel better, to give lift their spirits. The yayin and basav lift their spirits. That's what he gave them. He was makabel them, achilu basav yayin. He gave them the same thing. He gave them wine and chamar. Gave them wine and to drink as well. The same idea. When Yisrael Yitzchak died, kibo of Yizir Avule. Yizir went and gave them makabel the avelim, the achilon talufkin, and he gave them lentils to eat. He didn't give them basav yayin. He gave them lentils. We know lentils as the idea that there's no pet. That's why we give to the mushel gate. We give eggs today, right? Eggs, the concept of eggs, that it's round. There's no beginning, no end. There's no mouth. It's like the idea of the navelus. It's that the same concept. That's why we serve. You know, we have by Shalom Zacha. Where does the minute come from? And you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Magnasi Caleb, it comes from Shalom Zacha, which is in a sense an avelus for the baby that's being born. And now the Malach left, it lost all its Torah. It forgot all its Torah. So there's a similar little bit of avelus that we're knowing. We eat these things, lentils, that again are around the same concept. It's like a sudas avelus, so to speak. And the Mela, The same thing over there. That we give today, that's what we give them a suva. We don't give them bus of a yayin as brought down in the, as you see that in Amarayim and Noyeg. But we're Noyeg like this last sheet of Abzira Avelo that he gave them. This Tabulkan is what we do for the suvas Avelim. Meima Gandam Mamoge. What do they do? Is there a Makloikas here? Do you give bus of a yayin or do you give Tabulkan? Do you give something round like eggs or lentils? But no, Minak Kamadam Monek. Each one did according to the minig of them. Makom, wherever the minig of the makom sus avra is to do it that way, and the minig of the amanik is to give them food there. Now even over here there's different shitas. Different shitas. What this means? The charedim is an interesting halakha. It brings out an interesting halakha. He says that when we talk about the minhagim that he did, it's not just the minhagim of what they gave them to eat, but rather that they gave them the reasons why you give them. He doesn't want them to, people are so busy with the kavura, they'll forget to eat. Not that you can't eat from your own, but they won't even make themselves. They want, they'll fast, they'll be hungry. So if you give, you go ahead, you give them somebody else. All the words don't say, no, they can't, they'll suck all down, but you can't eat from their own. They have to eat from somebody else. So the shaila is, like, I get two different reasons. What? So either minig, those minig, they gave them from their own, and number one, what they gave them to eat, and also the issue of what, of did they give them from their own, or did they give them from their own food, or did they give them from the available food of somebody else? We're noyeg today as well to give from not the food available, the other people's food. We don't give them from the food available himself. Rav Zera was about to die. He gave instructions, last will and testament to his family. And he said, those who are going to mourn, they should not go ahead on this day of my kfura. They should not have any food. Tomorrow, they go away, they could eat the Suda Savra. He didn't want them to have any Suda. In other words, he said, the minhag was that in his place, that they don't give them any. There's nothing to eat. That they should not eat on that day at all. On the second day, they should go ahead and they should have the Suda Savra. They should have the Suda Savra. That the this was the minhag that they did on that day. Lamacha Yizukayim says the Pnei Moshe, Tzidu Suda Lashon and Mishri said to them that the Tzidu Lederet, he told them, Yasu Zabel, don't eat and drink on the first day of Avel because you may come to eat and drink at Shikurs. And he didn't want them to do that. He told them, don't eat that day. But tomorrow, like Lamekos, we're not afraid. She never will be on the reach on the first day. And therefore, we should go ahead and take, they can eat the Suda the second day. But on the first day, it was Matzava them that they should not eat anything at all. We are not knowing the way. It obviously was the Noyeg, the Minog of what they did on that day. The Ramban brings down in that the halacha is in Yavelos that those who want to do that, who want to follow that minhag, they have a right to do that. They have a right to do that. They're not to eat that first day. They can go ahead and they can even fast that first day. There's no inyan of a Suda Savra today. Again, that's not our minhag. Our minhag, we do have a Suda Savra on that particular day, on the day of Avelos. Again, and from somebody else. The son of Abchia, the Sefer. What happened to Matthew? Honestly, we came to him and one of his relatives died. Oh, look, I don't have Yudah. I came to Menachem Avla. I have a Kamatav. And the wine that they brought him to serve was a Kamatav, was excellent wine. It was the best wine. Ishtun Sagvanakan. And they drank and they began laughing. They began began laughing because they were a shtickle shikker from the drinking. And when I said they became this, and we took them away from the focusing on our veilers. The next day, when they came to go ahead and nikkum avelim, Amalan told him what happened. He said to them, "Rabbanon, okay, by nash over the chavre. This is how a person treats his friend in mourning. This is how you act. You go ahead and you act. You're laughing. You get drunk. You get shikker. Yeah, that's what you do. Lo avina kashen etmal miyokam yirukud. You did it. There's nothing you didn't do yesterday, but get up and dance and start dancing. In other words, he criticized them. He said that what you did is that you were drinking was so inappropriate. It's not what you do in avelus. It's so inappropriate. You should have gotten up and danced. Says that. You act like you have a kalos rosh, like that's inappropriate, and therefore it's not. You shouldn't do something to put yourself into a situation of kalos rosh. Therefore, you shouldn't have drunk wine, especially a good wine like this. That says the chaydim have a yain tov ma'od. It comes out with such good wine. That's why they got drunk until they forgot they were avelos. That's inappropriate. You can't do that because you come to the kalos rosh. You should not put yourself in that particular situation. So lemaisa so therefore we aluk is aluk lemaisa. We are this alukas. We go ahead. We do not eat basar v'yayin by an onion. We have a suda. We eat lentils, we eat things like simoni avelos. And we go and we don't eat from our own, we eat from somebody else's. That's what we do. However, but we can eat in the bias of the avel. But what about the rest of avelos? So there's a shiloh. Do you have to, we're starting to discuss it. Do you have to go ahead and eat always the entire week of avelos, not eat from your own health, only from someone else? Or is it only the day of the Suda Savra? Our Moshe and the Tshuva brings down that it's only the Suda Savra. The rest of the day is no dinyan. Today we're knowing, we try to go ahead and bring food from outside. The avelos shouldn't be busy with having to take care of their own food. We bring food from avelos from outside as a way of chesed, of a nicham. But Meikir Adin is no Indian of that. A person can go ahead and have his eat food from his own home during the week of Shiva. Only in the Suda Savelim do we not stop. We'll stop with that.